Mark from Atlantic City, you're the next caller. Mark, you there?
Yes.
Go ahead, buddy.
Okay. Hi, Scott. I'm there. How are you?
Hi, mate. Hi, Mark.
Good. It's Mark Padula.
Oh, hi, Mark.
At the debate that Scott hosted, Mayor, you said that I was fired as the chairman of the Republican Party. You also sent me a letter for Christmas thanking me for my years of service. And you are aware you got a copy of the resignation letter that I sent to Keith Davis regarding my position as the chairman of the Republican Party. Would you like to retract that and apologize for lying to the public about it? Or what would you like to do right now?
I'd like to respond to the comments that you made. Mark, I know that you were the campaign manager 6 years ago for an individual, but she fired you. And 2 years ago, you were campaign manager for Jesse, and he fired you.
Mayor,
and
Mayor, with the, you made the comment that I was...
Wait, Mark, let me just let each of you speak. This will be interesting radio, but you have to let each other speak. But okay, Mark, so don't step on Don. Don won't step on you, okay?
Okay, and then what happened is the board of the Atlantic City Republican Club removed you as chairman. Now, the fact that you went home and you wrote a letter and resigned after they removed you doesn't count anymore. Yes, you did remove them, and yes, Jesse Kurtz is such a gentleman that he said nothing about it. And yes, I'm sure I did thank you when I was running for mayor because you were chairman of the Republican Club. That's all correct.
Okay. Mr. Mayor, it's not correct, and you're lying to the public once again.
Not
I'll
lying.
Set the record straight right now, sir. Yeah, you are lying, sir. And I'll set the record straight right now. You knew that I resigned as the chairman of the party. You also know that anyone that's elected at the polls cannot be fired. You knew that. In fact, if they could be fired, I would have fired you as mayor a long time ago. But that's not the case. They can't be fired. So would you like to retract this comment that you made that I was fired as the Republican chairman?
Mark, you were removed as Republican chairman. You were removed as the Republican chairman, and then you resigned after that. That's the correct statement. That's all. And the Republican Party has done very well since you left.
Mark,
because they get 50 or 60 people that come to every monthly meeting that you're not there fighting with everyone.
All right, wait, both of you. So let me say this. So, Mark, you're going to have one side of this. The mayor's going to have another side. I guess the only way to resolve this is if we had other members of the Republican Party at the time to come in and vouch for that.
All you have to do is ask Keith Davis, and I will call back tomorrow and I will read the letter that the mayor himself wrote me. Now he's disparaging my name, saying that the Republican Party did much better than since I'm gone.
Yes,
he sent me a handwritten letter to my house thanking me for my years of service and all the hard work that I did for the Republican Party. So which is it, Mayor? You're a liar.
It's both. No, not lying at all, Mark. You're trying to twist it and getting a little angry. You've been very angry over the last year or so. We can hear it all the time. I know you don't come up publicly to meetings. You only call in or you get behind your typewriter because you're very passive aggressive. But I understand that. There's no problem with that. Mark, but the point is you were removed from the Republican Party. You were chairman, and I have to say it's a tough job, and you did the best you could, and I'm sure that I sent you a letter thanking you because I was the mayor, a Republican mayor in Atlantic City at the time.
You sent the letter, and you know I'm going to read it on the air tomorrow to prove that you're a liar.
But Mark, I'm not a liar.
You just sat here just now and said that the Republican Party has been much better off without me, but yet you sent me a letter saying what a wonderful job I did and how I built up the Republican Party.
Yeah,
so
just
which
the
is
next
it, Mayor. Did I do a good job? I got you elected, didn't I?
No, you fought all the time, Mark.
No.
If you remember, week to week, there would be you causing all this consternation and everybody else that was a volunteer being on the other side. A very difficult period of time when I was running, but I did respect your position as chairman of the party, and you did a good job because there was nothing when you took over. All I'm saying is when you left, the Republican Party and the monthly meetings, the amount of enthusiasm has certainly fivefolded or more.
Mark, now I don't know the answer to this question, but and we're gonna wrap it up though. But hey, are you still involved in the Republican Party, Mark? I don't know the answer to that.
No, I resigned as the chairman.
I know, but are you still involved as, like, you know, not as just a member?
I'm not a member. No, I resigned.
Okay. All right. But why don't you just stay involved as a member if you still want to be involved in the Republican Party?
Why would I stay in the Republican Party when you have the mayor running on the Republican ticket? It was an absolute disgrace, in my opinion. And I'll call you tomorrow, Scott, and I'm going to read the letter that he wrote to me.
Okay. I'm not denying the letter, Mark.
There's no lying.
I'm saying I sent you the letter.
Of course he's admitting that he sent me the letter because he knows it's fact. Mark, he knows what he wrote.
Mark, I write a thousand.
Go up on stage and say I was fired and say that the Republican Party is much better off without me and defame my name.
No defaming your name. Just telling you the truth.
Okay, Mark. Mark, let's talk more about it. But thank you, buddy. I do appreciate your call. I don't really know Mark, but I'm sure we will get to know each other, Mark, and we'll talk soon. Thank you. Politics are an interesting thing, and I guess you're going to have fights with people, and you're going to have disagreements with people. But I don't understand. I don't know Mark. I don't know what his place was. So that was back when you were he was
actually what happened is I came in one evening for a Republican Party meeting 4.5 years ago, whatever it was, and I really just needed to vent about how the city was moving ahead, and I didn't understand why he, as the chairman of the Republican Party, didn't get a credible candidate to run for mayor and take action, etc. And by the end of the meeting, they invited me to.
But if he was the chairman, he had to have some help in getting you there, right?
Yes, of course. I'm not denying he had help. It was just a difficult time. It wasn't cohesive.
So who replaced him?
Mike Lopez.
Okay, and since then, it's still Mike Lopez.
Okay,
all right.
Yeah.
Okay, all
Mike's
right.
been doing a great job. Republican Party stronger than ever. And again, you know, when Mark took over, I don't think there was a Republican Party. So he built it up from nothing. But when he left, it increased.
Okay,
that's all.
So he brought up the debates, and I think if I could take anything away from the debates that I was most disappointed with was that all the questions seemed to center around kind of like the past, and I don't think that there was a whole lot of talk about what people are going to do in the future. Now, some candidates brought up some things that might not even be possible to do. But did you feel that way? And I'm going to ask you: Why didn't you try to turn that a little bit to try to tell people what you're going to do? We know what's bad in Atlantic City, and I'm not sure we needed an hour to sort of digress about it. But we need to know what we're going to do in the next 4 years.
Scott, I was just being fair to the question.
So I understand.
In your case, it was the other candidates and myself asking each other questions.
And I do like those rules, but I do wish that I might amend them next year and ask every candidate my own question.
Sure.
Just to like sort of keep it that way, but maybe ask one question to each candidate if we can somehow keep that fair that way. Because I would have liked to have asked some positive questions in the sense
about the future.
What are we
going
to do?
Right.
Like, what are we going to do with this city? We're never going to be considered that safe city until we start feeling like Washington and the places that have worse crime than we do, Washington and Boston and New Orleans, where I see officers all
everywhere.
The time walking by me, walking near me.
We really need to be reducing crime.
Absolutely.
So, and then, of course,
I mean, last night we walked out of East Wind and Resorts. I go over to look at the Steel Pier. It was just the wheel. I understand. I get approached by two people, one for drugs, one for money, and one guy has his shoes off. I'm like, God, if it was Larissa with her friend, like they're nervous.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I got it, Scott. And certainly the opiate problem that we're having in the country and in the states, and certainly the amount of homelessness is a little bit different than crime.
Sure.
And I'm not trying to knock what you said that you feel uncomfortable, but we can't seem to provide the social services that are needed to help people.
But guess what?
And the other six
But
counties.
If there was a cop at Pennsylvania Avenue on the boardwalk, I'd feel better.
I understand.
You know what I mean?
And we have a lot of cops that may have not been out. I'm surprised that you didn't see a cop on the boardwalk, especially on the weekend.
Yeah, I did not. By the way, Mark called back and said that Keith Davis replaced.
No. I'm sorry. That was me saying that.
You're wrong about that?
Keith Davis is the Atlantic County chair. He said somebody else besides Mike Lopez replaced him.
I'm sorry. Yeah, Mike Lopez is the person who replaced Mark for the Atlantic City Club.
Okay.
Keith Davis is the chair of the county Republican.
All right. Jenny from Absecon, go ahead.
Hi. I was under the impression that Jesse Kurtz replaced Mr. Padula, not Mike Lopez.
You know, I'm very sorry. You are absolutely correct. Mark was the chairman. Jesse is now the chairman. Jesse was the president. So Mike Lopez is the president, and you're absolutely correct. I apologize. Jesse Kurtz is the chairman. Thank you, Jeannie.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jenny. All right, so now we know the history of that position.
Yes, that's correct.